This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project, and it's the 15th of November 2010. And John Thayers and I have come down to Barrow near Burnham-on-Sea to meet Mike Baker. Thanks very much for inviting us down, Mike.
Jolly good. Delighted you're here.
Well, let's have a talk through your rugby career. First of all, where were you born and bred?
Well, I'm a Gloucester chap, really. I was born in a council house, 20 The Oval, Gloucester. My father was an engineer, and when I was about four, he became chief engineer at Redler Conveyors in Stroud. So we moved over near Stroud to a place called Canescross. And as a result of that, I went to Marling School, and Marling School played rugby. So I played rugby, and that's how it started. In fact, I started in the, I can't recall, I suppose just a class match, being a hooker of all things. And in those days, hookers used to swing with both feet, and they tried to hook the ball out of the second row. And after a couple of collapsed scrums, I decided that being hooker wasn't for me, so I moved out with the girls in the backs. But that was school rugby, which school rugby lasted until about, I don't know, February really.
While you were at Marling, you did play representative rugby, didn't you, at schoolboy level?
Yes, but only at the under-14s. I mean, that, I got through to the final England trial because it used to be, if I can remember correctly, Gloucester would play Bristol, and then there would be, I don't know, they'd pick the county side from that, and then the county side played Somerset, and then Somerset and Gloucester would play Devon and Cornwall, and then you came through that to the final England trial. And for the final England trial, there was a chap called Bob Challis. You may remember he played for Bristol at fullback. And schoolmasters, when they're the ones that organise junior rugby, even up to international status, they have a great say. And the powers that be were quite strong behind Challis, and they didn't think Challis would get in at fullback, so they played him at centre. And I got switched for the final England trial to fullback. He got in at centre, and I was reserved for England at fullback. So it was a bit of a double-edged sword, that one.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the only, as far as I went in schoolboy rugby. But later on, I don't know about public school rugby. I mean, I played county level, but I don't recall a lot going on then. I suppose it's because people were taking exams or something like that.
When did you first go to Kingsholm? Did you go as a schoolboy to watch any rugby?
I went with my father. My father, who was a great Gloucester supporter, my father was a sportsman who suffered a mastoid during the First World War. And prior to that, he used to play physical sports, used to box, but he couldn't do those once he'd had this mastoid, because in those days they took a great chunk of bone out of the back of your ear. Dreadful business, stone deaf on that side. So he rode, and he was an oarsman of great distinction, won seniors, which is the top class of fours in the West Country. He was a sprint champion swimming for 10 years at the Gloucester Swimming Club. So he was a great sportsman, but restricted by this mastoid. Well, he took me, I was born in 1932, pre-war, he took me to the Gloucester Rugby Club, and my great delight at the end of a match was to run down the seats, because the seats had no backs in those days, they were just bars of wood, and you could run down from top to bottom. Thoroughly enjoyed that, and listening to probably the Cinderford Town Band that used to play before matches.
Yeah.
So yes, I've got a connection there in that sense, and I guess that's why when I'd finished schoolboy rugby, I thought, well, I'd love to go across to Gloucester. Yeah. So they were always very special.
Yeah. And do you remember any of the players that were any of the boyhood heroes?
Yes, there were people like Harold Bout,
yeah.
who played fullback.
Yeah.
Probably played, I should think he probably played more games for Gloucester than anyone in that era.
And of course came back after the Second World War to captain them the first season. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Another, Digger Morris was playing, and oh gosh, John somebody.
John Abair.
John Abair, yeah. Mm. Yeah, my dad used to play golf with John Abair. Yeah, he was a character.
Famous for the pig song, I understand.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I thought you might have heard that on tour at least.
Amongst the memorabilia, there was a programme for a tour, I think it was 47, 48, just before you started playing for Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
And it was signed by most of the team and the committee. I remember John Abair's signature
right.
was on there as well.
Right.
I wondered how you came by that.
Well, it could only be my dad,
uh-huh.
you see. I don't know why he would do that, but he was a great character. He'd pop up. We'd be playing at Northampton or something like that, which is a long way from Gloucester. And we'd be going up after the match or something like that. That face is familiar. It's my father. He's travelled there on his own. Well, with John Abair, I mean, he was a great friend with John. I don't know how that one came to be in being. I don't even remember seeing it. I mean,
Yes, it was an itinerary for the tour, complete itinerary,
right.
you know, the hotels.
Well, that's interesting,
and
isn't it?
And it was signed by the people who were playing, but also clearly by committee members, because by that time John Abair would have retired.
Sure.
It was after the war.
Yeah.
And I just wondered. My first reaction was that you must have gone on that tour, but of course it was too early.
No.
In fact, just recently I was reading the minutes of the Gloucester Club Committee around that time. I think it was probably 48 or 49. And John Abair actually made an appeal to them that he should be allowed to go on the West Country tour, even though he's
really?
No longer playing, yes. They, in fact, increased the numbers from 30 to 32 to let him in.
Well, he certainly deserved it. He was a great chap,
yeah.
a strong man.